the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, I'm sure Elon Musk is wishing that some US federal employees were robots. Yesterday, he announced plans to rehire one of his recent hires to DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiencies. The 25-year-old programmer had quit after his old racist social media posts were exposed. But Musk is determined that many federal employees exit. His department has been bringing beds into government buildings for his team to work all night. And according to Fortune magazine, staff are apparently walking corridors questioning workers on their usefulness. Government employees describe an environment of fear. Well, we're joined by Padraig Walsh, who's a behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie. It's an interesting way to turn an organisation upside down. What kind of impact does something like that have on employees in an organisation?
Let's look at the strategy that they're trying to employ. It's essentially straight from the Elon Musk playbook. When he took over Twitter in 2022, he had the exact same subject line, which was the fork in the road email that he had sent out to his Twitter employees. They're being sent out to federal employees in the US right now. Essentially, what they're trying to do is create uncertainty, fear and confusion among the staff. And there's a lot of behavioural levers that they're trying to pull among the staff to create this emotional load. Essentially, when you're deciding on a decision, certainly something big like a career change, you want time, you want to be rational in that approach. What they've done is they've removed that by putting in things like a one-click resignation strategy. And he had done that before with Twitter. Essentially, you can email the word resign and resign your post straight away.
There's also that notion that we sometimes come across in organisations of push factors, where people are not actually being fired, but they're being made to feel so disillusioned and uncomfortable with their job that they will leave. Is this a very in-your-face push factor?
This is a managing them out on steroids approach here. What they have done as well is created this deadline. That deadline of, I think it's 9 days that people have to make that decision, and creating that chaos within the internal decision-making mind of somebody who's devoted their career to this. That's exactly along their playbook. But in terms of a business decision, in terms of managing relationships long term, it's not really something that can be adopted.
Just looking beyond this example in the United States and what's going on now, Padraig, what's the right way to do it? Sometimes organizations have to let people go. It may be an individual, it may be, you know, for cost reasons, there's 20, 30, 50 people have to go. What's a better way of doing it?
Business can change and bottom lines can require that people are left, but a direct but empathetic approach is important there. So you do need to let the person know that they're being let go. Fuzziness is not called for at that point in time. But realizing as well, Richard, that you are the person delivering the bad news. So regardless of your relationship, you can't really be that shoulder to cry on. So, you know, give clear reasoning, give next steps, but make sure that there's no ambiguity here. Like, if you ever read King Lear, Cordelia said, "Our relationship, Dad, is according to our bond, no more, no less." And that becomes really apparent at a point where you're having to let somebody go in the workplace. You have to follow those HR protocols and make sure that the boundaries that you have with them are clarified thereafter, because you oftentimes have informal relationships, good collegiality there, but now those relationships have shifted.
While at the same time being aware of the impact or significance for the person who's getting the message.
Absolutely. And that's where the empathy becomes critically important. And those socially intelligent skills become critical. Like, if you think about even medical negligence cases, the research around medical negligence cases talks about the role that breakdown in communications and lack of empathy from a medical clinician shown to the person could actually have been that's one of the things that activates somebody to make a complaint, that we can have poor customer service, we can have poor employee experiences. But time and time again, we find that the personal thing, that poor communication, those soft skills that aren't present, or dealing with somebody who's not empathetic towards you, that's the thing that activates us to complain.
During COVID and immediately after COVID, every executive and manager and boss that I spoke to in an organisation, they all talked about soft skills, empathy, being part of a team. They all talked in a very kind of bigger, newer way than they had in the past about adopting those skills and its value to an organization. Do you think now, is that beginning to fade a little bit?
No, I'm seeing the opposite. I think that wave has continued. And we get a lot of contact ourselves from, you know, organizations that are looking to enhance their customer experience through these skills. And that might be through digital, or it might be face-to-face and in-person. You have those skills, not just impacting customers. Like, we're at the moment, we're reviewing some large customer satisfaction data for a multinational. And what we see is there could be 20 different themes that crop up for a complaint to be made, and also 20 different themes at the moment for promoters. So a net promoter score that says, we actually would recommend you to a friend. At the top of both of those lists, Richards, are the interpersonal relationships that you have. You've dealt with somebody good, or you've dealt with somebody bad.
But there's a sense that there's a bit of a wave changing, particularly in the United States, when you look at DEI and diversity initiatives being rolled back. Mm-hmm. Is that just sort of maybe the beginning of a drive away from all of this?
I don't know. At the moment, it's not promising as we see it right now, that you have the signals and the smoke signals that are coming out of America are not promising for DEI. You see the Overton window, I see at the moment, where you have Trump trying to put out these signals. You can see he's had a very, very busy 2 weeks, and the shift is trying to shift away from DEI approaches, the kind of softer skills, a more harmonious workplace. That's not their concern right now. I think as time goes by, we'll see him roll back on those. But for the moment, there's going to be chaos for the next few months.
Well, certainly looking like it already. Padraig Walsh, behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll be back after this break.